Thank you, Chair, for giving me the floor. Although we failed to recognize the particular moment where we discussed rights of indigenous peoples during the last week's session, we do see that there is an important chapter in the DDPA and dealing with about the issue of indigenous peoples. And in that spirit, we would like to propose some amendments to this paragraph that would avoid further discussions on the issues, especially the ones that are dealt with in the end of the paragraph. So we have sent the Secretariat the text, and I'll read the proposals too. The paragraph would read as follows. Recognizes that the health rights of indigenous peoples were, we would delete already at risk and replace it by were of particular concern, and then it continues, prior to the pandemic, and the vulnerable situation they are in has been exacerbated by the crisis, and the underlying challenges have not been addressed. In that particular, indigenous communities are often located in remote regions. We suggest to delete usually, and to replace it by with a higher risk of being, and then it continues, left behind with limited or, and we suggest to delete no access to, and to replace it by insufficient, healthcare and medical support. The next phrase, it says, indigenous peoples, like all individuals, are entitled to all human rights. We had some concerns about the reading of this phrase because of the debate that we had, very enlightening, the last session of the HRC. What is peoples and what is persons? So I don't know how it reads in the text when you say peoples like all individuals. But we see the message there, and it's to recognize that each person that belongs to the indigenous peoples are entitled of all human rights. But I don't know if the message there is clear as it stands now. And we suggest that the paragraph stops there. Thank you.